Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Oh yeah, happy Monday. I'm so happy to be here today. I have got an awesome guest for you. I met this young man literally over the phone and we got on like a house on fire. I'm always amazed to talk to people that are empowered, that are really living up to their dream, but it wasn't handed to them. They had to bust their fanny to get where they are. And my guest today is Daniel Griggs. Daniel is based out of Austin, and he's an athlete, he is an entrepreneur, he is a family man, and he owns an awesome business. And I just want to put this out right at the beginning. He grew his digital marketing agency based in Austin by 550% plus in 1 year. He went from being Daniel, team of one, to now an agency of six. Welcome, Daniel Griggs. How are you?
I'm doing great. Monday is my favorite day, so I'm loving it.
Monday is your favorite day. Okay, well, I just have to ask, why, when everyone fears Monday, you know, the old Boomtown Rat song, I hate Mondays, why is Monday your favorite day?
Well, first off, I'll say Sunday night always is interesting for me. Once I get my kids to bed, family goes to bed, wife is asleep. I'm knocking out a lot of work. I'm preparing for tomorrow, which is Monday. And then Monday is very fast paced for me. I like fast paced. I'm an energetic person. I got my to-do list out. I probably got about 50 things on my to-do list. I'm doing follow-ups and all types of stuff. So it's just an exciting day for me. It keeps me going. I never stop moving.
I love it. Okay. Daniel Griggs loves Monday. All right. Now, you're just a country boy. You're from a small town in Texas called Van Vleck?
That's right.
Okay.
Van Vleck, Texas.
All right. Now, how does a small country boy from Texas grow into this powerhouse of an entrepreneur? Tell me a little bit about when you first had your vision for your business and then take it from there. I'd love to know how you got started.
Coming from a small town, I will say, you know, when I was younger, I wasn't the kid that said I was going to be planning an NFL or anything like that. I actually told my mom when I was younger that I was going to be a businessman. The vision that I had at that moment was more of like, you know, suit and tie kind of corporate or whatnot. What really grew me into being an entrepreneur and really having a passion to pursue it is sports itself. I've always been a hard worker. Work ethic has always been something that I've taken pride in. I was blessed with talent, but at the same time, I'm used to having to prove myself. So from, especially in college, I was this really small kid, skinny kid, just this fast, skinny kid. And I remember my freshman years, this really big guy, receiver, he was way bigger than me. He was just as fast as me. He ran a route. I broke on it perfectly. I jumped up to knock it down. He catches it with two hands, puts his other hand out, and stiff arms me to the ground. And I literally, like, everyone started laughing. It was embarrassing. So I was literally about to quit. And I was like, all right. I prayed, and I was like, okay, I'm either going to quit or I'm going to figure out if this is for me or not. And I kid you not, I was in the weight room midnight, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in, midnight, and I was working out. I was just lifting weights because that was my weakness. I needed to get more size on me, et cetera. So, you know, work ethic like that, it really helped boost me throughout my sports career, playing college football, playing professional football. And so really the same thing applies with entrepreneurship. You know, when I first started my digital marketing agency, no one knew about me. I was a nobody pretty much. And so, you know, I had to work, you know, tirelessly and really put in a lot of work and a lot of hours to get to where I'm at now and continue to work to get to where I want to be.
Okay. Motivation. Do you believe that it's taught, or is it something innate? Did you come on the planet with this driving passion to be successful, or do you just feel like, I don't know, tell me.
I feel when it comes to motivation, for me, it's more of experience. A lot of my motivation is what I pay attention to. So the first people that really inspire and motivate me are my parents. Growing up, of course, we didn't have the most, but my parents worked really hard. My mom, she worked with the same company for a very long time, moved her way up. She didn't have her college degree, but she was doing the same jobs as people that did. I just seen her grind and really put in a lot of work to provide for me and my brothers. My dad, he got laid off at a restaurant. He wasn't making that much, and he got laid off from the restaurant. And he actually went back to school, I think it was about the age of 38, 39, and got his degree. And so now he's like the vice president of an entire county with working with elementary kids. And so just seeing them from when I was younger to where they are, you know, now and in the past, that's the first thing that really motivated me. And I just paid attention to that. So, you know, regardless of my situations or whatever, you know, I can kind of reflect on that and say, hey, if they did it, then it's something that I can do because they helped put me in a better position than what they was. And so when it comes to motivation for me, I think a lot of it has to do with experience. I don't think you're really born with the passion or born with the drive per se, to just go out and do something. I think it just has to do with experience.
How do you grow a business? You have a digital-based business. You do beautiful web design and marketing. You're in Austin, which is a fabulous city and really cool. A lot of creative, cool people in Austin. Love that city. Great, great food city, great music city. How do you take your business? I mean, people that are listening are going to want to know. And I know you keep saying grind, but you had some other kind of secret sauce here to take your business to that kind of growth in 1 year.
I tell you what. There are a few things I'll name a few things that really helped me a lot.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
I said, great. Name them.
So one of the main things is focus. I was fortunate enough to have a business mentor. And he helped me really have laser focus. When I first started, I was trying to do web design, personal training, and have an apparel company all at the same time. And he told me, hey, you got to focus. You got to find something that, you know, you really want to do. He said, don't look at the money. Don't look at the dollars. He said, look at what you can see yourself waking up every morning and really have fun and enjoy doing. And so those three pretty much got narrowed down to one. You know, when I finally narrowed it down to one and put everything else to the side, not put it to the side, but actually just threw it away and got rid of it, that was the first major thing that helped my business grow significantly. Of course, having a laser focus and really focusing on what you want to do and what your passion is. The next thing that I will say would be learning, always wanting to learn. I've never had trouble in school. I'm not one of the guys that's going to say, hey, I had really bad grades in school, because I didn't. But at the same time, I never really had to try hard, not because it was given to me. I was just blessed enough to where, you know, I didn't have to study a lot to pick up on things, but I never was a reader. And I remember I asked my business mentor, it was around Christmas time. And I said, hey, you know, he said, what do you really want to know? I said, I want to know everything you want to know. And he said, well, what's your library look like? I said, I've never been to it, but I'm pretty sure they have one out here. He said, no. How many books do you have? I said, I got the Bible. He said, it's a good book, but it's going to take more than that. So I began reading and just learning, from reading, not anything that has to do with web design, but just business and hearing others' perspectives and their challenges. It really helps just open your mind and move forward with things. So just learning. And then the next thing that I would say, one of the most important things is understanding that you can't do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. Rather it be hiring someone and at the same time reaching out to others. Me reaching out to others, has been a huge, huge part of my business and its growth. I actually called up one of the top digital marketing agencies in Austin at the time, as I was building mine up, when I was more of like a freelance designer. And I actually called this company up, got on the phone with the CEO. I kind of act like I was interested in a website. And then, you know, I said, you know, hey, how'd you get started in, you know, web design, et cetera? And he said, I have a pretty interesting story. So then I just told him, I said, hey, my name is Daniel. I'm a freelance web designer trying to build my business. I said, I'd love to hear your story, buy you lunch, and just hear, you know, your story and everything that, that you did. And he was all for it. I mean, this guy actually bought me lunch. And I was like, hey, I invited you. He was like, no. He was like, dude, I got you. And so just understanding that you can't do it by yourself and reaching out to others as well.
That's awesome. I like that. I like the, you've got the laser focus, learning, and you can't do it by yourself. That's, that's pretty succinct. You know, that actually sounds like a blog post to me on how does Daniel Griggs become successful. So you may want to consider writing that. I love it.
I'll hop on it.
Well, we are going to come back in just a bit. And what I'd like to talk about is, you know, you mentioned learning. I want to hear what you are reading and who you're motivated by, and the people that have inspired you and the other people that you're looking up to learn the skill set that you have. My guest today is Daniel Griggs. He's from ATX Web Design in Austin, Texas, but he's more than just a businessman. He is motivated beyond belief, and he's got some great insight onto how you can grow your business if that's something you want to do, or maybe just kind of take that leap, because so many of us have like this burning desire to do something different than the daily grind, the IO off to work I go, because, you know, let's face it, life is way too short to not love what you're doing every day. Right, Daniel?
Definitely, without a doubt.
All right. We'll be back in just a bit with Daniel Griggs on Voices of Vision.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Nancy Newcomer. I do the Back to the Kitchen Minutes here on Empower Radio. You can also hear my show, The Dish with Nancy Newcomer. And if you're ever in the San Francisco Bay Area, catch me on 98.5 KFOX. Today, I wanted to share with you my experience with Go Cleanse. It's been such an amazing journey. I have to say, what I love, number one, about the Go Cleanse system is that you can eat real food. In fact, a lot of my healthy recipes on my food blog have been incorporated into the Go Cleanse program. Easy to do. And if you follow the program, the pounds are going to drop. But not only will you lose weight, you're going to feel that vitality and that energy. Ever since using Go Cleanse, I've been sleeping better. If you'd like to give it a try, give them a call. 1-866-352-6888. That's 1-866-352-6888. You can also check them out on Facebook at Facebook/GoCleanse.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
And a very happy Monday. My guest today is Daniel Griggs from ATX Web Designs in Austin, Texas. And Daniel is a business entrepreneur, but he's so much more than just a business entrepreneur. He is he's a very motivated individual, and we're getting some really cool insight into what makes him tick and what has helped him grow his business from a party of one, which was himself at ATX Web Designs, to now an agency of six. Welcome back, Daniel.
Thank you.
Tell me about, before we took the break, we were talking about learning, and you had mentioned that, you know, you were reading the Bible and that your mentor said, hey, it's a good book, but you need to read more. So where did you go? How did you segue from, I'm sure you still got your hand on the good book, but where did you go and what books did you gravitate toward?
So one of the first books that I read was E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. And that book pretty much made me look in the mirror. It reflects on being a technician, being a mechanic and entrepreneur and all of this stuff, and pretty much helped me understand where I needed to focus in my business. You know, when you're starting a business, you're wearing every hat. So you have to balance out everything. You know, I was the designer, I was the developer, I was the business owner, you know, I was the accountant, I was everything. So pretty much it helped me understand that I need to build up to be able to hire people and bring on people that are better than me in the fields that I really didn't want to do. And that wasn't my primary focus. You know, I'm very business development and marketing mindset. So hiring a developer was one of the first things that I did, just getting a project manager and things of that nature. So the E-Myth Revisited really helped me understand that.
I'm sorry. What was the name? What's the author's name again?
Michael Gerber.
Michael Gerber. Okay.
Gerber.
Cool.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm taking notes because I'm always, I'm very interested. I love to read and I'm very curious by nature. So when I get a hot tip on a book, I will be finding that book and reading that. So,
definitely.
Okay. What else?
And the next book that I actually read was Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Oh, yeah, that one's
and
a good
so,
one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was a really good one. And I kind of got on a Robert Kiyosaki frenzy. And so I went from Rich Dad, Poor Dad to Cash Flow Quadrant and a few of his audio books. And so he just creates so much insight. You know, I'm not into real estate or anything like that, but he creates a lot of insight just with his story and helping you understand, you know, what path you're on and, you know, where you lie at in terms of you're a business owner, you know, investor or self-employed, et cetera. So his books are really good. Really help open my mind up. And a few other books, the book that I'm actually reading right now is Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. I hadn't read any of his books. I do keep up with his YouTube channel. I watch his Daily V and Ask Gary V and whatnot. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to grab his books and really dive into this guy's mind because he's an extremely interesting guy and his perspectives are really good. So I actually went and I bought, you know, all of his books, The Crush It, The Jab, Jab, Right Hook, The Thank You Economy, and then the latest one he just released, which was the Ask Gary V. So I really love his perspectives. His books are exciting to read. It's kind of like when I read his books, it's like I can literally hear him speaking and talking it. So it's really exciting to read, especially if you watch his YouTube. Other than that, a few other books that I really like that I haven't really dove into yet is Power of Broke by Damon John. I'm definitely a fan of him. I've read and seen some YouTube stuff a lot about his experience and how he created FUBU and all of those things. There's a book called Grinding Out by Ray Kroc with McDonald's, The Making of McDonald's. And
sure.
Then The Shoe Dog with Phil Knight, which is the memoir by the creator of Nike. That I haven't dove into it yet. I've read a little bit of it, but I'm trying to get through all of the Gary Vaynerchuk books. But I heard it's really good, really, really, really good. So there's a lot of stuff that I didn't know about Nike and how it was created. And I heard that book has a lot of intel about it.
Awesome. My guest is Daniel Griggs. He's from ATX Web Designs in Austin, Texas. And we're talking about his business and how he took it from an agency of one to now an agency of six. I mean, he literally grew his business by 550% in 1 year, which is extraordinary. But also, too, I want to know what's next, or is there something, you know, like a passion that you have that's not just a business related? What's next for you? Is there something where you go, oh, you know what I really need to do? I want to go do this. What's next for you?
I'll say in reference to, you know, well, outside of business, just being able to help and be more involved with the community. One thing that's very valuable to me is time. So time is extremely valuable to me. My time throughout my days are always structured. You know, I work on average, I'm going to be working at least a 14 hour days. Any other time besides that is spent with my family or working out. That's all I do. I mean, but that's what I love. But I want to build my business up, you know, to the point to where I have even more freedom to help out in the community. One thing that I haven't even shared with a lot of people is I want to actually go back to my hometown, which is Van Vleck, and I want to help build it up more, put more commercial stores and things like that in the area, to keep more jobs in the area. I know most people, we're from a small town, so most people have to travel 30, 45 minutes, even an hour out to get to their job. Or most people only work maybe at a plant or something like that, and they want other options. And so that's really a huge passion of mine, is to just give back to the community that helped bring me up. So I would say that's next. When I say that's next for me, that next may be 5 years from now, maybe 10 years from now. I don't know exactly yet, but it's definitely a big goal for me.
I love that. Well, I love that you're already thinking about that. And because you've just put that out to the universe, who knows? It may start happening today. You may get a phone call. You never know. Once you make a decision and you set that intention, it's pretty powerful. So I love that you want to give back to your community. I love that you want to give back to the small town that you were raised in, just outside of Houston. So body, mind, and spirit. So you are a professional athlete. You are a big time boxer. I've seen some of your videos. You're pretty amazing. But it looks like it's a pretty disciplined sport too. Like I'm not a fan of getting hit in the face, so I'm not a boxer. But, tell me a little bit about that. So it's body, mind, and spirit for you, no doubt about it. So you got your three quadrants.
Yeah, so with boxing, I came across boxing. I've never been like a huge fan of, I was a huge fan of boxing, back in the 90s, early 2000s. I remember watching like Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., guys like that. Of course, Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. But I didn't know a whole bunch of different people in the boxing world. When I was playing professional football in 2011, where I was training at, there was a guy there, and he was a boxer, and there were some MMA guys, and we used to spar, but it was just kind of like for fun. But I enjoyed it, and I said that whenever I get done playing football, I would do boxing. And so when I made the decision to stop playing football, I relaxed for a couple months, and then I hopped right into boxing. And it's tough. It's extremely tough. The fights aren't tough. I competed in Golden Gloves the year that I decided to start. I won Golden Gloves that year, which is in 2016, which is last year.
That's great. What weight class?
Middleweight. So an amateur is 165.
Okay.
And so
I know that because my dad was a boxer in World War II, believe it or not. So
oh,
I
really?
Know a little bit about boxing. So
Enough to scratch the surface.
There you go. So go ahead, finish.
So I got into it, but it was boxing is actually the most tough sport training-wise that I've ever experienced. The only one that touches it was track. I ran track in college as well. But boxing is extremely tough. For one, the training, the amount of cardio that you have to do to be able to last in a ring just for 3 minutes a round. 3 minutes doesn't sound like that long, but when you're active, when you're trying not to get hit in the face or you get hit anywhere, you got to keep moving forward. It's tough. It's huge mentally. From a spiritual aspect, it's more of, at some point mentally and physically, you just break down during the sport, rather be the training or whatever it may be, but you have to have something to keep you going, and that adrenaline just from, rather be imagining the goal that you want to hit or whatnot. When I won the Golden Gloves for the novice division in 2016, I had set that goal previously. I said, I want to come in, I want to win Golden Gloves. That was my goal. It is what happened. But, it was way harder prior than that. My first two fights, they ended in the second round. They were both KOs. And so I kind of got spoiled. I got spoiled right there. My third fight, I got the unanimous decision, but the training was extremely, extremely tough. So that's body, mind, and spirit. Boxing definitely does that to you.
Awesome. My guest today is Daniel Griggs, and we're getting close to wrapping up the show. I'm just so impressed by everything that you've talked about today. I like that you're passionate. You're a family guy. But you're also really, you're genuine and you're kind. And I think that that's an important part of what's going on right now, especially everything that's been going on the planet right now. We need to be super kind and compassionate towards others. And that's a huge part of it. So in closing, Definitely. Is there anything you'd like to leave with us? A little final thought here?
There is something that you mentioned earlier that made some pop in my head. You said, you know, when speaking into the universe, you said you never know when you get a phone call or whatnot. An experience with that was actually toward in the fall of 2016. In September, I started to write down the goals that I wanted to hit for 2017.
Right. Awesome.
And literally, a week later, the goals that I wrote down to start doing for 2017 had already began to come into play. The different businesses and industries that I wanted to target, from a financial standpoint, the growth that I wanted, things had already begun happening. You know, I believe a lot of it has to do, of course, with just when you put your mind towards something, mm-hmm. And I physically wrote these things down, my goals, not just thought about them,
right.
Tried to think about them, but I wrote them down. I read them out loud, and setting those goals and writing them down, it does something.
And that's amazing.
It really helped a lot, and things just start flowing from there. So if I left anyone with anything, it would be whatever your goals may be, don't just think about it. Don't just speak it. Write them down, read them out, and then pursue them.
Awesome. Thank you so much for speaking with me today. Daniel Griggs
Thank
from
you.
ATX Web Designs in Austin, Texas. I have so enjoyed this conversation. I'll talk to you again next week on Voices of Vision.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision, here on Empower Radio.